Hello, and welcome to my very first podcast. My name is Lisa Chebrink, aka Lisa the Reader. I'm so excited to be able to do this journey, and I hope you guys like it too. What I'm doing with this podcast is I'm going to be discussing famous crime cases and other famous cases with you, and then use my psychic gifts / intuition and tarot cards to maybe get some more insight or maybe some more information that we didn't know. I will be going over this briefly with a synopsis and then go right into the reading. If you guys want to know any more about the case that I am covering today, there are many, many hours of research and information out there, which I have definitely took a deep dive in. No pun intended. So today we're going to be talking about the Honeymoon Killer. This case surrounds Tina Watson and her husband, Gabe Watson. Now, Tina and Gabe were married for about 11 days before they went to their honeymoon. And they went to Australia to do some diving in a barrier reef. This seems like a very fun and interesting adventure, especially since they were going to be seeing some very beautiful shipwrecks. What was odd about this? Well, Tina was not an experienced diver. In fact, by the time they went to this trip, Tina only had 5 dives under her belt. Her husband, Gabe, was known as a certified rescue trainer and had over 55 dives under his belt. Clearly, Tina should never have been able to make this dive. She was not trained, she was not ready, and the average person who only had 5 dives would not be able to go on this particular dive. It takes many hours to be able to become certified and understand the dangers, especially in this particular dive that was labeled very difficult. So Tina and Gabe went to the same college in Alabama. It's not known if they had any classes together for sure, but they did end up dating and falling in love. Tina was actually engaged to another man when she met Gabe, but soon the relationship fizzled, and they were able to rekindle or start a romance. Tina grew up and had a minor heart condition. This was categorized as something that made it difficult for her to breathe, and having sweaty face, red face, and night sweats, as well as some heart palpitations. When she was 24 years old, she had a minor surgery to correct this. While this was an issue, she was able to still get certification in diving. Tina was also known for some panic attacks. In fact, when she went on one of her training dives, she did indeed suffer a panic attack. When this happens, you lose more oxygen. That is not unusual, but when you're in a place like a deep dive, that could become a death sentence. There were many odd things about this particular situation. Gabe was odd. The parents didn't really like him, but they didn't really dislike him either. Gabe did go to Tina's dad and ask permission to marry his daughter, but he went ahead and married her anyway without waiting for an answer. About a week before Tina got married, she went to her father and asked if he could increase her insurance to the maximum amount, this is her life insurance, and have Gabe be the sole benefactor. Her dad thought that was fairly strange, so he suggested we might as well just wait until after the honeymoon. There's no hurry. I wonder if he had a suspicious feeling. Unfortunately, their honeymoon would lead to Tina's death. When Tina and her husband, Gabe, went on a dive, they had something called a safety wire that most people held on to. You had the option of holding on to that the entire time, but when you let go, you could swim up to the wreck and really explore. Now, every diver does have a weighted belt on them to help them descend into the water. Tina only had 8 pounds when she started. Her husband, supposedly an expert diver, asked that an additional 12 pounds be placed on his wife, meaning that she had a total of 20 pounds on her weight. This is very unusual because this would basically guarantee her sinking. After the dive, things went wrong quickly. Amazingly enough, people around and in the same boat caught some photographs. It did look like at one point that Gabe was bear hugging his wife. And another photo sadly shows Tina at the bottom of the ocean, dead. No one knows what happened for sure in those moments. However, Tina did not walk away. According to Gabe, shortly after they descended into the water, it seemed as though Tina started having a panic attack. He went over to her, and apparently she pulled out his oxygen. He was able to quickly get it back on and struggled with Tina, who he said was fighting him. Gabe all of a sudden appeared back at the top of the water and was begging for help. The head of the team, named Tom, jumped into the water and grabbed Tina, pulling her up and going to the sister boat and performed CPR on her for 30 minutes. During this time, Gabe did not offer help at all for this rescue. Now, I don't know if any of you have performed CPR before. It is an extremely, extremely difficult and tiring task. The people who do it for a living even have difficulty doing 30 minutes of CPR. Gabe, as a licensed diver, should have been proficient in CPR, especially since he had rescuer in his title. He did not help. He did not assist. He basically sat there and then asked for hugs. His wife was taken away via ambulance, but it had already been too late. She had passed away. The interesting thing is she died from she died from lack of oxygen. There was very, very little water in her lungs, which was very strange. Then theories started popping up, and Gabe's story changed over and over again. He said at one point he tried to rescue her and she fought him off. He said that she was trying to attack him. What most people think is that Gabe went over to her, put her in a bear hug, turned off her machine, and with the weight, forced her down and down and down. He went back to the surface and acted like this was an accident. Now, Gabe was found guilty of manslaughter in Australia, where this time crime took place, and the United States wanted to try him as well. He only ended up serving either 13 or 18 months for the manslaughter of his wife. In America, he was found not guilty. The reason why is because none of the evidence from Australia was allowed in the United States. So, it seemed like a tragic accident. After Tina passed away, strange things continued to happen. Tina was laid to rest in the family cemetery. And her parents, friends, and family would decorate her grave, leave little trinkets, notes, things like that for her. But then they would be gone, or they'd be thrown away. It was vandalizing, almost, to the people who saw that their items were being taken away. Where were they going? Tina's parents, with the cooperation of the police department, set up a camera and saw that Gabe Watson himself was the person coming in and taking away, throwing all the decorations away that people left on his wife's grave. His explanation for this was that Tina never liked this stuff. She didn't like fake flowers. He wanted to honor her memory by not having these items on her grave. But people who had known her longer and loved her longer were shocked and disgusted by this. Gabe's behavior was strange. He didn't seem like he was mourning. He didn't seem like he cared. He did care when he found out that he was not on the beneficiary for the life insurance that he had asked his wife to increase and leave him as a sole beneficiary before their honeymoon. Now, Gabe acted odd this whole time. Does his odd behavior, even his rude behavior, make him guilty? No. Did Tina actually have an accident? It's possible. It is very possible that this whole thing was an accident. However, since Gabe was an experienced diver, he did have certification. He did have rescue in his title. He was held criminally responsible for negligence. He should have been able to rescue his wife. The first thing he would have done, logically, was to take off the weight. Now, descending back up from very low levels of seawater is difficult, and you must do it slowly. But there is a safety device that they could have pressed a button to, and a balloon would have blown up and taken her back up to the surface safely. That never happened. He never should have abandoned his partner. And with other people around, he could have signaled for help. No one saw the actual full situation. They saw bits and pieces. so no one really knows for sure what happened that day. But Gabe is legally responsible for her death. So what I am going to do now is use my Rider-Waite tarot card deck, and I'm going to ask a few questions and see what we can get. I will let you know the cards, but I am an empath reader. I don't necessarily read cards the way that an average tarot card reader does them. So let's go ahead and get started. Let's start with the basic question. Did Gabe ask for the insurance to be maxed out and for him to be a sole beneficiary because he was planning on killing his wife? The first card I got was the King of Swords. That usually means perception. There's a man sitting on his throne with a sword ready to fight. I believe that this is Gabe. The next card I got was the Five of Cups, which represents memory and longing. Usually this is tied to childhood. I think that Gabe was trying to set himself up to be able to live the life that he wanted. The next card I got is the Moon. It literally means hidden dangers. So, with reading these three cards, I think that Gabe knew what he was doing. He really just wanted money. I don't think he wanted to work for it. And he was the hidden danger to Tina. Why did Tina decide to go on this dive when she was not experienced? That is a huge question. I will draw three other cards. The first card is King of Cups. That usually means competence, artistic. I think she really wanted to open up this side to her that might have been creative. You can see diving as an art form, and I believe that she was lured by the shipwreck. I think she honestly wanted to see it. The next card I got was Strength, which is literally courage. I think she wanted to prove to everybody and to herself that she could do this. It was something that she didn't necessarily like doing, but she loved her husband Gabe, and she wanted to spend time with him. This type of courage had to come somewhere deep within her. I believe she also wanted to prove a point to herself, showing that yes, she was ill with a heart problem, but was hoping that was a thing of the past. I think she really, really wanted to do this. The last card I drew for this question was the Two of Swords, which is balance and truth. Which is interesting about this particular card is a woman is sitting on a small stone slab right behind a huge body of water. The stone slab would have weighed her down. The water would drown her. I think, as weird as this was supposed to happen in her life because this was her balance. This is what was supposed to happen to her. As sad as it was, she was not going to make it home from that particular trip. So, did Tina have a panic attack, which started this whole sad process? I got the Four of Cups, which is known as hope, or it could be known as attack. What I am seeing here is the complete refusal to help. I think Tina needed some sort of assistance. I don't necessarily believe that she had a panic attack, but I see complete refusal for any assistance from her husband, which probably brought on massive anxiety. The next card is the Ten of Cups, which is usually victory, abundance, and happily ever after, which was what was going through her mind. She was going to be victorious in this dive. She was going to show her husband how awesome she was. This was a huge accomplishment for her. This is going to be the start of a new life. And I believe at that moment, she learned that it was all a game. I also got the Ten of Swords, which is a person lying on their stomach with 10 swords stabbed through the back. It looks like they have just been brought up on land. This card stands for pain and anguish. Her death was not easy. She fought to live. And sadly, it was a painful death. She was stabbed in the back repeatedly. Everything that she held dear to herself, everything that she thought her life was going to be like, it was all gone. Her last moments on this earth were incredibly sad because she knew she had been betrayed. Did Gabe kill her? So, the card I drew was the Hermit card, which is self-knowledge and being by yourself. This was a plan, something that was brought to light. I don't think he believed he could pull it off, but he did. The next card is the Two of Pentacles, which is difficult and worry. I don't think he expected a struggle. I think he expected things to go very quickly, and the fact that he saw her dying in front of him, the hurt, the anger, the anguish, the pain, he saw it all in her face. He tried to balance at that moment. He did think about saving her. He did think about it. But he convinced himself that he had already started, so he needed to continue to go through this. Otherwise, he would get in trouble. His plan was harmony. He wanted freedom. He wanted his own life. Her death brought him peace. Her death brought him an opening. Why did Gabe not help with Tina and her rescue efforts? The first card I got was the Five of Cups, which is a person standing by water. Three cups are down, two cups are up. This literally means loss and regret. I think there is a part of him that went into shock. I don't think he really thought he was going to go through with it. I think there was still hope, and he was probably even convincing himself that something good would come out of this. The thing is, he could have helped with the rescue efforts, but he didn't. That's when he was very, very torn of trying to keep her alive and risk her telling everybody what happened or just letting her go. The next card was the Nine of Swords, which is a person laying in bed, cupping their hands with their cupping their hands with their face and looking like they have a horrible headache with nine swords above them. This is delay and unhappiness. He delayed on purpose. At first, it was a little bit of shock. But as time went by, he knew he couldn't do anything to have her resuscitated or he would risk going to jail. The next card for this question is the Knight of Wands, which means departure and absence. In that moment that Gabe assisted his wife in dying, he departed from his own body. He died in that moment too. And I'm not saying this to be dramatic. I'm saying this because taking a life is very costly. It will cost you your soul. He departed and fractured himself. And part of himself departed. The rest of him became absent. This is part of the reason why he acted so strangely after he came back, after he served his time, after he decided he didn't like any decorations on the grave. Why did Gabe actually take everything off of the grave? The first card I got was Wands, the Nine of Wands, which is pausing and regrouping. Now this person in this card looks like he has been beaten with every stick that is around him. Although he stands tall and has his head to one side, I think this is just another example of how fractured he was. He tried to get his life back together and try to move forward, but he found out that he wasn't just guilty in the court of law for causing her death, but also the court of public opinion. The fact that Tina had not changed the life insurance really, really ruined any chances that he had to go forward with his life. He had to pause and regroup and figure out how to go forward. So he thought he would desecrate the grave. Interesting. The next card is the Sun. This was satisfaction to him. He liked desecrating her grave. This was some personal sickness. He got off on it. Of desecrating his wife's grave. I don't think he ever looked at her as a person. She was a means to an end. The last card is justice, fairness, and balance. I think there was part of him that believed that he was justified in desecrating Tina's grave because he didn't get what he wanted. Everything was about him. They did everything for him. It was all of his dreams, his wants, his happiness. So we ask the final question. Was Gabe Watson responsible for the death of Tina Watson? first card I got was the Star. There was a lot of hope and faith in this relationship from Tina, but that was love. She wanted to be married. That was her husband. She wanted a life, children, the whole thing. It was hope and faith for Gabe as a means to an end, as a way to get money, as a way to live off of a tragedy. The next card I got is the Eight of Swords, which is a young female surrounded by swords in water. This was a crisis. There was a conflict. I think Gabe could have saved her life. I believe that he planned this, and I believe that there was a moment while this whole thing was happening that he thought, I can save her. I'm not going to go through with this. The reality of the situation, the pain and anguish in her eyes, was almost enough for him to stop. But his selfish fear of what will happen next, that stopped him. She would tell. He couldn't let that happen. The last card that I got is the Seven of Wands, which is a man standing on a small hill trying to defend himself with a stick. Usually, this means battle. I believe Gabe Watson is going to be battling this for the rest of his life. He will never have a night's peace. And I think that's fair. I think he thought he was more clever than everybody else around him. I think he believed that he could get away with this. I think he thought this is going to be an easy way for me to earn money. I can play the tragic, grieving widower, and maybe I'll get someone else, someone I really love, someone I really care about. Okay, well, that is about going to wrap up this reading, but I would like to know what you guys think. This is an extremely controversial case. No matter what you think, these are real people. Tina Watson lost her life. This is a terrible tragedy, no matter how you spell it. And yes, Gabe was held legally responsible for her death. But was he actually a killer? I don't think we will ever really know the truth. But what I saw today tells me that he could have stopped her death. All right, everybody, it was so nice talking with you today, and I can't wait until next time. So enjoy your day. Remember, every single day is a gift. Use your time wisely. Until next time, bye for now.